Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, what's going on? It's your girl, Latasia Renee, aka Pretty Poetic, and this is my podcast, Rose Gold and Magnolia. We are here live tonight. You know, y'all can catch me all day, every day, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I try to post every other day to give y'all juicy new brand new topics, new music, and more. I'm so excited about tonight because we got some great topics. And I got a new song tonight for y'all from a good friend of mine. We shouting out Haiti tonight. So all my Haitians out there, if y'all listening, y'all got to represent because this artist, he goes hard. He goes hard. I like the song. It's different, but it's a good vibe. So we'll tap into that in a little while. But anyway, I hope everybody is blessed, being safe. And staying positive. Y'all know me, I'm the positive guru. And I'm always hyped up. I try to be y'all. It's late, but you know, people should be out partying. I'm up here, you know, spreading the knowledge, being a good citizen. No, sorry, y'all. I just want to shout out to those who's been listening and tuning in and chiming in and calling up here and speaking some gem. I appreciate y'all. And for those who's been spreading the podcast name, you know, promoting for me, marketing for me, I appreciate y'all because, you know, it's a woman show, but when you got some supporters out there, it's a blessing. So I appreciate y'all from the bottom of my heart. It's always love. And for the artists that have been hitting me up to play their music, like I told y'all before, this platform is open for y'all. All I ask is for y'all to support, spread the word, and if you can send a donation, just click that link. I got all my information on all my social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter. And I'm revamping and rebuilding my YouTube, so y'all check out for that. I'm trying to get everything up and going so it can be a flow. It's a lot when you're just doing it by yourself. And when, again, if you have the support, it's definitely needed. So I appreciate y'all. I appreciate the artists. I appreciate your content, your music, and you've been sending in good music, so I appreciate y'all. If you are an artist or, like I told you, you have some type of creative talent, content, you know, you want to get some, a little bit of exposure, hit me up, DM me, inbox me, be professional, talk like you got some sense, because, you know, I can switch it up. But for the most part, everybody's been pretty respectful, and I've been meeting a lot of beautiful people, you know, and I agree. I really appreciate y'all. So shout out to y'all. But let's jump into the first topic. I don't want to get too mushy. Rejection. Now, I know rejection is pretty tough at times because we don't know how to handle it. And sometimes we think rejection is a bad thing, but it's not. Sometimes, you know, rejection isn't always a bad thing because maybe that situation wasn't meant for you, or you wasn't meant to be in that situation, or if it's dealing with people or a person or a job or, you know, anything that isn't supposed to be in your path, a rejection may happen. Now, it's how you go about it with the rejection, how you're handling it. A lot of times we handle rejection with such a poor reaction because a lot of times because of trauma, or we haven't been taught how to deal with rejection or how to handle it or how to approach it. A lot of times we approach rejection is because of trauma, and we either get upset, we get angry, we get sad, and those are normal traits. But if you stay in it, you know, speaking from experience, like dealing with guys, toxic men, and the rejection of them not accepting the love that I had to present to them, and I had to think of it and use critical thinking and look past them and look at the situation deeply. A lot of times people will reject you if you're trying to present a love that they don't understand or don't recognize because they're scared. A lot of times because they're playing games. Most of the time it's because they're afraid, especially if they like you and they've been hurt, they've been through a roller coaster of, you know, dealing with people that are toxic, that abuse them. And when something different and warm and brand new is presented to them, they don't know how to express, so show it, or receive it, or accept it. So, again, you don't want to, if you're more mature in the fact and you're healed in the way of sense more than that person, then you'll probably, again, use your critical thinking, look past it, and look deep into the situation. But that's not for you to be fooled and be stuck in that situation. You move on. Now that person needs to have to catch up and deal with, heal his trauma or her trauma, and see from their perspective why they rejected that person. You're probably not meant to be dealing with that situation, so there's a blockage, or you know, you go through that roller coaster where it separates the two. Especially like if a job, and you're rejected from the job, that job wasn't meant for you. So anything that you're rejected from, or yeah, rejected from, it wasn't meant for you at that time, you know. But just because you was rejected in that time frame doesn't mean you have to stick within or stay within that rejection or that mentality of that rejection. You got to get over it eventually. You got to, again, see it for what it is and move on. Later on down the line, if it's meant for you to cross paths within that situation, it will come up with why, what, where, how, why that situation came occur. So then you can better understand the situation. But if it doesn't come about, then that situation really wasn't meant for you. You get what I'm saying? So rejection isn't always a bad thing. We don't always have to approach rejection with such an aggression. Say if someone came to you and presented you with a conversation that you don't want to hear. Again, that situation was meant to happen because you weren't meant to be in that situation or in that, or cross paths with that person, or that was your expiration date with that person at that time. And then if you approach, you know, it came about where you see that person or the conversation came back up. It's depending on you, you know, use your intuition or let it guide you and see how you feel about the situation. If you're not ready to approach it, then, you know, it's up to you to kind of deal with it or don't. And then the other person can't really be upset because of how the situation started out. You know, at the end of the day, you live, you learn from rejection. It either builds you and helping you become a better person, or you're going to be better and looking like the mad person. I've dealt with rejection. I've rejected people, and I've seen both sides. So that's why I'm so understanding when it comes to that. I remember when I used to not be because I didn't understand it. Now I get it, you know. Again, rejection can be a good thing, and rejection can be a bad thing. Next topic will be, are you confident in your decisions and dreams? Like, are you, like, you see your dreams for what it is, you know what you want to do, but are you confident in stepping into that dream? Or if you happen to make a big decision, are you indecisive about it? Are you a little worried about making the wrong decisions? I can say that indecisiveness is definitely something that I need to work on, because sometimes it really clouds my judgment, or it puts me in, like, this light of anxiety. Like, I get so nervous, and I'd be like, oh, my God, why do I feel like this? I had that episode today. I was just overwhelming of anxiety, but energy came over me. I don't even know what was my energy. But I had to breathe and think, like, why is this like, why am I feeling like this? What is this energy? Where is it coming from? Why am I reacting to it the way I am? And I thought about it. I'm like, this is a decision that I probably have to make somewhere down the line. It's going to come. And then when it surfaces, then I'll know why. I will remember today of why that energy or, you know, that thought came into my mind. So anytime you have a decision, let it play out, you know, think it through, and then definitely make the decision, which will have to be beneficial to you. You know what I mean? In your dreams, you wanna approach your dreams with such passion and certainty, because it's your dream, it's your path, and you know, you just gotta really, when it comes to dreams, I love talking about dreams because it's something dear to your heart, something that you've been wanting to do, and you don't want to push your dreams to the side because you want to fit in or you want to yeah, like be a part of society or just blend. You want to be you. You want to be authentic. You want to be in your truth. If you do music, if you are a creator, if you're a designer, if you're a singer, even if you don't go big famous with it, you know, just show people your gift. Like, I don't understand because I have these conversations with people like, God presented us with these beautiful, what a beautiful gift. And we shun it down. We stuff it down and we just forget about it. It's like, yeah, we got to live. We got to survive. We got to make sure our responsibilities are taken care of. But what about you? You know what I mean? You go home and you just leave it away. You know, put a approach to it. Like, just play with it a little bit and see the feedback and response you get from it. If it's good, even if it's not what you expect it to be, keep going. Keep being consistent. We be afraid to show people who are talented. Like I tell everybody all the time, my voice is my gift. Me knowing about energy and how to flip it and now how to approach certain situations where my energy is good or bad or I feel like the energy is good or bad, how to shape around it. You know what I mean? I'm learning how to master that. So learn how to master your craft and not play with it, but enjoy it. Present it to the world. Like, you never know. You may change somebody else's approach to things. Like, if you see somebody that you know dearest to you that got a dream and gift, and they see you just shine your light in it, they give them that ambition to move forward with theirs. Like, you never know. You'll touch somebody. You'll hit a spark. You know what I mean? You'll be that spark for that person or those people. Like, so just be confident in your dream, and who cares what people say? Like, don't be fearful. Walk into it. Walk fearlessly. Look at all the celebrities out here. You know, you think that they're not nervous or they're not thinking about the thoughts and feedback that they get from people, but they've been so and passionate about what they do, so they walk into it with grace and they appreciate it. They love what they do. So just be confident. Be confident. Build your confidence, and you know, you'll never know. You might change your life. You might, again, you know, change somebody's perspective and you'll light a spark. So definitely just look into that. Like, look into it. Tap into it. Dig deep, because your dreams and your gifts are a part of who you are, and you definitely want to appreciate that and show it to the world. Like I said, just be confident, walk into it. All right, y'all, I'm gonna try to jump into my last topic, but before I do, I want to introduce my new artist and his song. First of all, he goes by the name of Young J. Haiti. You can look him up on Instagram. I think I'm following him on, what is it? TikTok. I'm sure he has his Instagram. He has a lot of social media platforms. Again, Young J. Haiti. And this song, it's so dope. It's different. It's a good vibe. I hope I'm not saying it wrong, because y'all know me and names and words, but D-O-M-L-A. D-O-M-L-A. So that's the name of the song. The artist is called Young J. Haiti, and we're going to jump into it. Y'all stay locked, and y'all tell me how y'all like this vibe. Y'all better not go nowhere. It's your girl, Latasia Renee, and this is Rose Gold and Magnolia.
Love Records. Young J. Porque fácil o pague.
Yeah. We stood on marché fait un cas. Et t'es pas fait pour me faire un pas. Non, mais c'est moi pour qu'on fait un cas. T'es pas fait pour battre un bon mon gras. Naomi n'a tu voulais célébrer. T'es pas fait pour me te célébrer. Non-stop m'a poussé les pieds. Pour plein d'années continuer à rêver. Pas besoin de payer dans le courant monde. C'est bien plus réservé pour le monde. Quoi bien, quoi faire. L'opposé, quoi faire. Son n'a pas pour monter pas. Yeah, on mauvais choix au fait. Le bail mon responsable est ça. Diom la ma bataille. J'ai la et la ma travail. Yeah, yeah. Wapoye wash, wap kache meo. Le bail qui est sauté, y'a place néo. Pas si t'as gardé, tracé chiméo.
Nous t'en aimé, ouais, pour nous t'appuyer ni mal. On va arriver dans le vide, c'est vite pour soi. Manger avant chaque jour, y'a pas le mal. Mais quand on tourne pour vivre à côté, si y'a ta main dans pour moi, si y'a m'la. Si y'a m'la. Tout ça qu'a pas de mal, y'a si y'a m'la. Si y'a m'la.
Bah écoute, même récolter coup de pied, bah tout même récolter regret. Bon t'es bon parce qu'on bout de pied, planter pareil, qu'on récolter refait. Tout elle pour bien le bac à procéder. Fais bien qui jamais mal obsédé. Posez de pour faire ta mal. Ou fait mal ou récolter mal. Y'a pas qu'à tout y'a fait karma. Pour ne rien sourire, mais bien s'entouer. Non pas besoin de blesser pour bien poster. Yeah, yeah. Dini de courir qui t'es. Parce que Wapio Wall c'est pas frère, c'est mal qui dit dépensé ou. Et puis Wapio Wall fait d'un frère.
Tout ça aimé ouais pour m'da fini mal vrai. Tout aimé grâce quoi faire toute vie ou n'a mandé. Tout ça aimé ouais pour m'da fini mal. On va arriver dans la vie c'est vie qu'au soir. Manger avant chaque jour y'a pas le mal. Mais quand on tourne pour vivre à côté. Yo ta mando pou mwen si yo m'la. Si yo m'la. Tout sa ka pa de man yo si yo m'la. Si yo m'la.
That was Young J80 with Diemla. Yeah, I know he's cracking up because I always conversate. First of all, that was a bop. I like the beat. It has a rhythm to it. You know, you can tap into it. Once you start learning the words, it's a vibe. So shout out to Young J80. Diemla was the name of the song. Y'all go check him out. He's on all social media platforms. Shout out to him. Big up to Haiti. Love y'all out there. Apa say. So, yeah, y'all check him out. I'm sure he has plenty of the music, but that was one of the vibes that I heard, and I definitely wanted to put it on the show. So, y'all support. Let me know how y'all like it. If you want to hear some of your cultural music, hit me up, DM me. I am full of surprises when it comes to the international music. I love it. Right now, Afrobeats is hitting the rules, the gates, and then I have... You know, my Haitian artists, I have a lot of stuff in store for y'all. So I'm really big on, like, international music because my family, they're from the Caribbean. So shout out to the Caribbean islands. Shout out to West Indies. Shout out to, like, you know, my family, they must. But, again, that's passionate, that's deep, that's near to my heart and my family background. So shout out to y'all. And big up to y'all because, you know, like, I think I talked about this before. It's not hard to get recognized when you're coming from different countries like that. But, you know, I don't like people to shun, you know, when the underground artists from those countries don't get the recognition they need. So, like, I love to open my door for you guys to use my platform. So just please reach out to me. Just talk to me. I'm a vibe. Let's jump into the next topic. Now, my last episode, I had a young gentleman call up here, and he was talking about expectation that we women have when it comes to men. So are us women or men too particular in our ideal man or woman expectations? And when I say this, like, do we put so much expectation on our ideal person? Sometimes we do. And that's a lot of times because we go through so much. We're not trying to settle. but is our expectation a little too high? Everybody has a preference. Everybody has their own, everybody has their own preference. Everybody has their own expectation of what they from an individual. And you can't really be upset about that. You just date the person that's on your level. That's what I can say, because everybody is entitled to what they want to see in a person and what they're looking for. But I can say that I understand that when the expectation is too high, it's sort of kind of hard to approach a person or even think that person's going to look your way. So this goes back to what I just said. You definitely want to be you want to set your preference to where you want to date somebody on your level or somebody that's a little above your level, but, you know, that can deal or accept you as a person and see you for you. So you got to know who you're dating. You never know, because you never know the situation when you approach somebody, but that's where rejection comes in. Even if you're rejected by the person that you see this beautiful woman, you approach her, and you're good looking, you got everything going on, but there's something about you that, you know, that drops out of her preference of dating you as a man. So it's okay, you know, she missed out, move on. You know what I'm saying? This is the whole point of dating, you know. You just got to keep going. You can't be upset with that person rejecting you. It's just like, okay, she's going to miss out, he's going to miss out. If it's simple as you being not 6 foot, that's crazy. You know, you lose out on your blessing because stuff like that. And I wanted to say something about that. He spoke about that, you know, I'm not big on, I'm really big, like, I don't want to say I'm not big on height and stuff like that. There is a certain height that I would date. But I've dated short men, not, like, very, like, shorter than me, but, you know, thought my height would be a little taller. That wasn't an issue. But, you know, sometimes we don't have to go too crazy with that. Like I said, you don't want to miss out on your blessing because of that little, that's something like that throw you off, because he's not 6 feet. So I get what the young man, when he called last week, what he was saying about that. So, but again, like, to each his own. Everybody has their own preference, but I do want to say, like, again, don't allow too much expectation to cloud your blessing or block your blessing. You do want to have some type of expectations, but not when you get to know somebody in the beginning. You kind of just want to let it flow. And I don't mean like that, because I know us women don't like the flow conversation. But you just build that friendship first and foremost. You want to be best friends with the person you're trying to pursue. You know, you want to really get to know that person. So those expectations will come down eventually. That's when the mature conversation comes into play and you guys are on the same page mutually. So it's okay to have your preferences and your expectation, but just check off or check some things. Maybe it's a little bit too unrealistic. Be realistic with your expectation. That's what I got to say. So, you know, that goes back into just date someone on your level, and it will probably work out better for you. Those are some of the traits that people kind of look past. So, I mean, a lot of times you want to have some type of expectation, or what it is, the standards. You want to have standards. Absolutely. You want to be validated in what you want to accept and what you're looking for, because if you don't, you're just going to be dating anybody. And I think that's when expectations come in, you want, when you see that person that meets your standards, those expectations will probably already naturally come into play. But if you don't see them things, then that person's probably not meant for you. We kind of go off of just looks and stuff like that, and that's not always a good thing as well. Looks is good, you know, and you see they got this, that, and there, you're checking them off, but you really need to start getting to know people. We approach these strangers, we don't know anything about them. We just ready to hit it off, and that kind of puts us in hold a lot of time, because again, we're not vibing, we're not trying to feel the energy, we're not trying to learn, we're not trying to build anymore. But now I think because the shift has changed and we're tired of going through these things with people, that we're being very cautious and careful of what we, you know, the people we interact with or the people we're dealing with, because now it's just like, you know, I'm at a point in my life where everything's falling into place, and now I need this relationship to fall into place. And if it doesn't, we're okay and safe to move on. And you know, when people come around, because you're going to have people that you dated before come back around, or people that you were interested in, and they come back around. And this is not to just jump from another subject, but I like to discuss this as well, because you're going to have a situation where you were dating someone and they come back around. I mean, actually dating somebody, even if you were talking to them and they didn't choose you, or they were cautious about you, like they knew their feelings about you, and then they kept you still on the back burner. I want to say, don't forget about those things, because it's like, you're always going to ask yourself, why wasn't I your first pick? And that's a healthy conversation, because you want to know. It's not like you're dwelling on the past, but it's like, if I'm such this wonderful person, why wasn't you accepting of me being that wonderful person? And you say this because that wasn't meant for you. And just because that person come back around doesn't mean they're still meant for you. And I'm not saying that in a bad way, because maybe that person is meant for you down the line. It's just, you have to go off your own intuition. And again, conversation and communication is key, because then you can kind of feel out this situation. But let me tell you something. You can conversate and talk a good game. If that action don't fall behind it, it's none and void. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make or break you. It just doesn't fulfill that gap. It doesn't back it up. Like, you can say all the great things in the world, but if I'm still seeing patterns, then this is not meant for me. This is not what's good for me or good for that person. So standards and expectation and just having that intuition and being observant and conversation, all of that stuff will fall into play. And just be very vocal about how you feel about the situation. Because it's like, I mean, and a lot of times, sometimes people feel like they don't need to explain. It's like, you knew what it was. You knew what you did. You knew how you treated me. So why should I put you back in the situation? You know what I mean? It's like, that person really has to really show you. They have to show you. You are deserving of that. So not always, we think you have to set bare minimum when it comes to people. So that's when you can take the initiative to either reject or accept, express your standards, your expectations, and be confident in your decision. See, and this is why I want to discuss these topics today, because they all fall into one pool. You guys are worthy of a great relationship. Again, you design and create your own path. And you can accept or reject people, because that's just, you know, that's the feeling. And it's okay to conversate and see where somebody's head is at. And open your heart a little bit. You know, don't be, before you do all that, definitely go through your healing, your detox process, and then when you come to a point where you can open your heart and have that conversation with that person, have that conversation. Just make sure they back that, those words they pouring out to you, and let it fill you. I mean, even though you're full because you've been showing yourself, and that's, I want to make that very strong. Put yourself first, love yourself, show yourself the love that you're deserving of, and all that will come back to you, because that is law of attraction, y'all. I love y'all. This is my time. I'll have more topics discussion on the next episode. Y'all catch me. I will be posting my next show on all my social media platforms at Latasia Renee or PrettyPoet_LJ. DM me if you're an artist, you have some good content, you want some a little bit of exposure. All I ask is support the show if you can. And I love y'all. Y'all stay safe. Y'all be blessed. And step in your confidence. Be confident in your decision, y'all. And love your craft, love your dreams, step into it. I believe in y'all. If nobody has told you, I'ma tell you, believing y'all. This is Rose Gold and Magnolia, and I'm your favorite local host, Latasia Renee. Y'all have a blessed night. Peace.
Love records.
Si yo mla, tout a kan pale man yo si yo mla.